1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete to 342-6272 for a quote today.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's probably a little bit of a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler, right here in Emporia, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Pete and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Pete Euler, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOE News Time 827. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us in studio several guests from Newman Regional Health as we talk about the cath lab and really highlight the good work of the cath lab for really an extended period of time. We have Dr. Michael Lloyd, we have Chris Naomi joining us, and Steve Bazan. Dr. Lloyd, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am well.
Good deal. Krista, good morning. How are you?
Good. Doing well this morning.
Outstanding. Steve, good morning. How are
good
you?
Good morning, Chuck. Oh, great being here.
Good deal. Well, we're glad to have all three of you in here today. And really the driving reason why we are all gathered here this morning is the work of the Newman Regional Health Cath Lab and
yes.
the recent accreditation that came in from the American College of Cardiology.
Yes.
I figured we'll let you frame the conversation before we talk with our experts here.
Yeah, well, this is a journey for the team that started in April of 2021, and it's an accreditation that's unique because it positions us as a legitimate service to our community. It focuses on quality, strengthening the values of our patient outcomes. And I'll say this before they get started talking about it. Unique to this accreditation, this is something they've gone above and beyond to accomplish. We have accreditations in the hospital that allow us to fulfill our normal operations, but this is something that when they were asked to think about it, the whole team jumped in and said yes, and it wasn't easy, but this is an above and beyond type of thing, and that's why we're so proud of it, and that's why we've promoted it like we have, and I can't wait for you all and the public to be able to hear a little bit more about it. So I'll let them take it over.
Dr. Lloyd, I do have to ask, how much above and beyond are we talking
about? Yeah, what does that mean?
Referencing what your typical work is and then having to work with accreditation processes.
Sure. So certification through the American College of Cardiology provides an independent and unbiased outcome-based evidence to patients and their families that they're receiving the highest quality care. So we have to follow national published guidelines and meet or exceed those, and we've exceeded all of those.
Outstanding. Talk a little bit about how long you've been practicing, and let us learn a little bit more about you.
Sure. So I grew up in Ohio, went to college and medical school in Ohio. I went to Chicago for my cardiology fellowship. And then upon completing my cardiology fellowship in 1996, I practiced several years in a small town right across the Ohio-Pennsylvania border where I grew up. I was there for 7 years until that health system went bankrupt, and then have been here in Kansas for the last 20.
Gotcha. What are some of the indicators for you that this was a good time to pursue accreditation? Because it sounds like the hospital has to start this process and reach out to the American College of Cardiology before anything else happens.
Sure. So we've always tracked key performance metrics through the American College of Cardiology's National Cardiovascular Data Registry, and we've always done well in that regard. We wanted to look at what else we could do to improve ourselves and improve the processes that we do every day. We tried to solidify our team approach and then make sure we had kind of break down the silos from the pre-op area, procedure performance area, and then a post-op recovery phase.
So when did you get word that you're receiving the accreditation?
They came and evaluated us in October, and then we received accreditation in November of last year.
So what was the mood when you heard you got it?
We were very excited. Very excited.
So why is this important to pursue something like this, Dr. Lloyd? What do you think?
I think it's just important for the people of Emporia and the surrounding counties and communities that we service to know that they're getting the best possible care when it comes to their heart health.
Mm-hmm. Good deal.
Yeah.
Krista, let's introduce you to the community. How long have you been involved with cardiology, and what got you involved in medicine?
So I grew up in Iola, Kansas, so I'm know the area pretty well.
Sure.
And then I did undergrad at Pitt State, and I went to PA school at Wichita State University. When I graduated there, I worked with Dr. Lloyd in Wichita at his practice, and then came here. So I've just always liked medicine. It's kind of a puzzle you have to figure out and put together, and everyone's a little bit different. So there's always something new to learn, and that's fun.
So is it kind of run in your family? Why medicine for you growing up? Is this something you always thought you'd want to do?
Yeah, it's always been in the back of my mind, and I have my family has quite a history of heart disease, so it kind of fits right in. So
understood. Speaking of that, maybe you can talk a little bit more about the cardiology team, because I think a lot of people think of cardiology doctor, set of nurses, and that may be as far as they go until it's time to actually use the cath lab or other parts of the cardiology department. Talk a little bit about the team and some of the different components of it.
Sure. So we have like our office staff where we see patients in clinic and manage their chronic cardiac conditions. And then we have the hospital side that includes our cath lab team. So anyone, if they come in with an acute heart attack or heart failure or arrhythmias, any of those things, so we can take care of them not only in on everyday outpatient side, but also in the hospital.
Dr. Lloyd, obviously we've got staff that is very good. And I think for the most part, people around here know that that the quality of the personnel at Newman Regional Health medically is very good. What about technology-wise in the cardiology department? Latest equipment, how are we set up there?
Pretty much we do have the latest equipment. We're always looking to improve. So we'll just come through those things as they present themselves to us and take advantage of our opportunities.
Chris, so with this being – really heart month underway now, almost in the middle of that, what would you consider as maybe some standard best practices for folks going forward and really how they can encourage a healthy heart that maybe they haven't heard before?
So we always look for risk factors like avoiding tobacco use, avoiding heavy alcohol use, obviously monitoring blood pressure, keeping that under control, cholesterol, staying active, maintaining a healthy diet as much as you can. You can, have a little fun every once in a while, but, just being mindful of how you're feeling your body in that. So,
how important is that, the activity side, the active lifestyle and the whole components picture, really, for folks? Is that a huge component, or is it just really more one step out of many that folks really need to consider?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of one step of many. It's good for, keeping the heart muscle nice and strong. Also helps lower blood pressure, more of a natural way if people, want to avoid medications, helps reduce stress, that kind of stuff too. But, yeah, it's just the multi-component.
Well, Dr. Lloyd, what are some of the warning signs people may need to be aware of concerning heart health?
Sure. So typically we think of heart issues, heart pain, something we call angina in the medical field, as a chest pain or pressure, heaviness or tightness or squeezing right in the center of your chest. Sometimes that pain can radiate up into your neck, your jaw, your shoulder, typically the left shoulder, left arm, or even into your back. Other associated symptoms are shortness of breath when you're up and around exerting yourself, doing chores or daily activities, or climbing a flight of stairs. Can also be associated with sweating, nausea, lightheadedness, and dizziness.
Okay.
A lot of stuff to that. I guess, we've talked a little bit, Krista, too, on one side about, things like being active. But what are some of the other preventive steps that we can take that can at least give us a better chance of getting, avoiding heart issues or, maybe if you do have heart issues, limiting the impact of those?
I think that goes back to kind of the things we already talked about, but also knowing like your family history of heart disease, going to regular follow-ups, getting, your yearly labs and all that stuff done just to kind of monitor and keep an eye on things so that things don't kind of hit you out of nowhere.
I have to ask because, and it's not on our talking points, but I know it's been brought up in other circles the last few months about folks who were, delaying their regular care due to COVID-19 or maybe just completely pushing that off entirely, and they're not getting back around to it. Mm-hmm. How much of a concern is that, and how much of that did you wind up seeing here the last year or two over the cath lab?
We saw some. I mean, people were definitely kind of fearful to get out and about or come to the hospital because, you know, then it was like, oh, am I going to be exposed to something else? But we definitely encourage people, you know, if you're having any symptoms, come in. You know, we'll keep you safe. We'll take care of you, but it's not something that you want to put off.
Well, Krista, how can we make appointments? What are the steps we need to follow here?
It's really easy. You just call our office. Our phone number is 620-342-4278, and they can get you scheduled.
Nice heart earrings, by the way.
Thank you.
It is heart month. It is heart month. Yeah, it's heart month today.
Heartwarming. Outstanding. Mm-hmm. Steve, is there anything else that you wanted to bring up here this morning before we close things down and you guys can head back across the street and get off and
just
start your day?
You know, I'd like to recognize, you know, our cath lab was funded in large part years ago by the Jones Trust. And they're large community partners, and it's always good to recognize that in a setting like this. My personal experience with being around the team was a memory that I have my first week starting at the hospital, seeing them perform operation and hearing how during operation how sacred they talked to each other and how frequent they collaborated throughout the time of the operation. You know, not everyone gets to see that. I never got to see that. And watching them collaborate really was a culmination of many other departments contributing to how they drew conclusions for the patient. And then at that moment in the greatest need, them performing and executing the quality that they did really was an honor to watch. And so, you know, when they got this accreditation, it was not a surprise to me. And so we want the community to know how proud we are. It is a large point of pride for our hospital and our county, and it legitimizes trust in us. And so they should be acknowledged for that, especially this month at Heart Month. That's a good time to do that.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Krista, is there anything else that you wanted to bring up here before we close things down today?
Just letting the community know that we're here for them and they'll receive great care at our facility.
Dr. Boyd, anything else you wanted to close out with?
Just echo everyone's sentiments. We have a great team at Newman Regional Cath Lab, and we'd love to have you come by and get evaluated for your risk factors and know that you're getting the best quality care that's available in the United States.
Outstanding. Dr. Michael Lloyd, Krista Omi, Steve is on. Thanks so much for joining us here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Validation of a job well done at the Newman Regional Health Cath Lab.
Yes. Thank you.
It's 8:39 on KVUE and KVUE.com.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, good morning. It's 8:39.
President Biden touting his administration's accomplishments and laying out the framework for the next 2 years, as well as possibly looking ahead to another term after that.